Welcome. Welcome to another exciting episode of Carving the Divine TV. My name is Yujiro Seki. I'm a director, writer, and the producer of the documentary Carving the Divine. Carving the Divine is about the Buddhist sculptors of Japan, and I'm ready to present it for the first time in the world. But before I do so, I thought it would be a great idea to introduce basic concept of Buddhism and the history of Buddhism, so that when you guys finally watch my documentary, you guys can watch it at the maximum value. So, yes, we have our returning scholar. I'm very excited to have him back. Yes, welcome, Frederick Hewitt. Welcome.
Thank you, Yuji, and hello, world. I'm happy to be back on your program tonight.
Great. By the way, it's our program. Because by now we learn a lot from each other. I think audience, I hope audience thinks it's their program as well. But yes, so I don't want to spend too much time on the introduction because we already know about you. So I'm going to go right into the question. Yes, we've been talking about the Kamakura School of Buddhism. And yeah, we talked about the Pure Land sect in the previous episode. Now we're going to talk about its contemporary, Nichiren. Nichiren is the founder of Nichiren Shu. Nichiren Shu is one of the most important sects from that time. So, but you know, other than that, we don't know that much about it. Please, Frederick, share your knowledge and enlighten us today. Please.
Well, thank you. I'd be more than happy to enlighten you. So, as you just mentioned, Nichiren Shu was one of the major schools of Buddhism during the Kamakura period. We've mentioned Pure Land, Zen, that all of these schools were in the Japanese Middle Ages, which I may remind you that was the Mappo period, or the latter day of the law. This was when according to the prophecy of Shakyamuni Buddha, Siddhartha Gautama, that about 2,000 years after his passing, the masses, his followers would stray away from his original teachings, and all of the land would descend into chaos and suffering. And that was the approximate time that the Kamakura period was. So everyone was talking about the latter day of the law. Like there was a widespread famine, there was warfare among many factions in Japan, and also outside invasions from the Mongols. So this was the period that Nichiren was growing up in as a young man. He was already a priest at Seichoji Temple around Kamakura, and he saw all of the problems around him, and he had the basic question, why is there so much suffering in a land that professes to practice Buddhism? So he traveled to all of the major temples that we've mentioned in previous episodes, Todaiji, Enryakuji. He studied all the different writings from the different sects of Buddhism, and he settled on the Lotus Sutra, in Sanskrit referred to as the Saddharma Pundarika Sutra, which is the mystic law of cause and effect. In Japanese, they say Myoho Rengekyo. He went back to his hometown in Awa province, and he had a lecture with all of the priests and all of the people of that village. And he basically professed the supreme teachings of the Lotus Sutra, that all people already have the innate Buddhahood within themselves, and that they can achieve enlightenment by invoking the name of the Lotus Sutra, Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. And he also, in the process, he condemns the other widespread religions of Pure Land, Zen, and basically enraged a lot of the believers. So he, for the next couple decades, he suffered persecutions, close executions, But he was very, very steadfast in his belief that his teaching was the correct one, and that he had a number of followers, and that basically enlightenment was a life stage that you have the ultimate perception of what's going on around you, and that you would not be swayed by outside circumstances, basically a strength of character, wisdom, compassion. And that's what he practiced, and that's how he's followed today in Japan.
Beautiful. So I have a small follow-up question for you. So I heard like Nichiren, they don't really celebrate statues. And, you know, is that really true, or maybe it's wrong?
Well, as you know, like the Pure Land Buddhism, they pray to Amitabha Buddha in the West. It was very popular to make statues, and Nichiren, he viewed these kind of practices not as the original intent of the Buddha, and he upheld the Lotus Sutra. And he took a mandala, a scroll and an altar, and he inscribed the letters of Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, devoting oneself to the mystic law of cause and effect. And he described this as being, if you chant that and reflect your life condition with this mandala, that is a way of getting close to the Buddha and your own innate Buddhahood. So they do not condone uses of statues for that purpose.
Interesting. So I thought like everybody loves the statues, but you know, obviously I was wrong. So yeah, you know, I mean, what am I going to do with carving the divines about the Buddhist sculptors of Japan? But, you know, I mean, we need to know this kind of information. It's not like everybody loves statues and, you know, everybody believing statue. So that's what's beautiful about the Japanese Buddhist traditions. There are many sects, different ideas, but, you know, they mean good. Good. Awesome. So if you guys think this information is useful, make sure to subscribe my YouTube channel, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, and like me on my Facebook, because that's how we do it in the 21st century. And Frederick and I are always doing that together.
Yes, that's right, Yuji.
Awesome. And you guys are doing that together. So thank you very much. And I'll see you very soon.
Yes, take care.